the goal line, and they are back on the board again, 36-0, and going to look for a two-point conversion.
Rolling to his right is Kynith, looking to pass, going to keep this one for himself, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, but there's a flag coming in the backfield, more than likely going to be a hold against Deckerville. That's exactly what it is, so we will see a replay of the two-point conversion. 2:23 left in the second quarter. Deckerville now leads 36-0 before the two-point conversion. Green 13! Isaac Kynith, that quarterback, handed one off to Cruz Ibera, and he went out for 55 yards and ran 55 yards in 12 seconds.
Yes, he did. And he did it in a hurry, too, as he broke free, had good blocking everywhere. And that holding penalty, Clark's going to make this two-point conversion a little bit more complicated now. Now you have all of 12 yards to get that two-point conversion. Be very surprised now if they don't run a play-action pass.
And play-action to the left, and he checks this one down to the end zone line, and it's caught by Jeffrey Stone, and the two-point conversion is still good. It is now Deckerville 38, Lawrence nothing, with 2:23 before the half is over. Right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Well, we've heard of fire sales, and we have a blowout sale ahead of us right here as Deckerville leads by 38 points with 2:23 before the half. We played 22 minutes of ball, and Deckerville scored 38 points. Lining up at the 40-yard line would be Deckerville's... That would be number 52, Curtis Vogel, your kicker, all night, all last season as well. Lines up at the Deckerville 40-yard line on the right side of the radio, kicking to the left. 38-0. And the left-footed kicker throws this one right out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. So, well, actually, they will get worse field position because they will start at the 35 instead. I see what they're doing here. Dan Brown with the special teams playing mind games now with everyone.
Especially us up here, Clark. You know that's intentional.
Oh. First down and 10 for Lawrence at their own 35-yard line. Starting to sound like a broken record a little bit here. Deckerville scores. Lawrence gets it. Punts. Deckerville scores. Lawrence punts. Deckerville scores. Lawrence punts.
That's no joke here. That's been exactly the way it is. Lawrence has tried switching quarterbacks, trying to throw it more. Nothing has worked.
And it's a handoff to the around the right end. And that would be Connor McDaniel, I do.
Yes,
the running back. Now at running back and brought down by Cole Hewitt, number 40, a 5'7", 160-pound senior. A 2-yard gain for McDaniel, second down and 8 to go. Deckerville already has 12 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss of the night, 1 interception and 1 fumble recovery. Lawrence forced to just 24 total yards of passing of offense, 27 rushing, negative 3 on the passing game.
Yeah, they have Connor McDaniel now in that slot, kind of running the read option with new quarterback Garrett Weston.
And it's going to be Weston on the keeper around the left end, just dipping and diving across the 40-yard line, finally brought down to the 41-yard line by Cole Hewitt, the 5'7", 160 senior. It's a gain of 3 on the play, third down and a long 5.
Back-to-back tackles now for Hewitt. Really reading the play well, seeing it well, and that, again, he's playing that nose guard, nose tackle position there on defense. Reading the plays well and making some nice tackles, forcing Lawrence to throw it now on third down.
And the pass incomplete to McDaniel. Has the first down across midfield and finally brought down at the Deckerville 48-yard line by Cole Rumzik. As they let the whole line through, and Weston was backing up like he was doing the helmet shuffle. First and 10 from the Deckerville 49-yard line.
It wasn't so fast, maybe a moonwalk, but he did throw it off to the sideline. That's that screen pass they're looking for, and you can get away with that if you can run it correctly and get your receiver out there quick enough and take advantage of an aggressive defense like Deckerville.
And McDaniel gets the handoff around the right end down to about the 46-yard line where forward progress was stopped after 3 yards and brought down by Brendan Hanley. For the Deckerville defense, second down, 7 to go from the 46-yard line. 1 minute, 3 seconds remain in the first half. And for the first time tonight, Lawrence is starting to finally move the ball.
First time since that first possession when they had a nice first down to start the game. But after that, it's been pretty quiet. But they're going to have to pick it up a little bit here. They want to put some points on the board.
Reyna in motion. Weston, it passes and it's complete to Lewis Reyna. And it is brought down by Cruz Ibarra at the 43-yard line. It is a gain of 2 yards when all said and done. 35 seconds left. Lawrence has to hustle here as now they're going with the no-huddle offense.
Yeah, but so far they have not thrown the ball downfield, trying to catch these screen passes. Deckerville swarming to it.
Weston in the pistol, looking back to pass. Checks this one downfield, has a receiver down there, and this one's overthrown. It was actually out of bounds. Pass was intended for Emilio Zapata. Ball's incomplete, stops the clock with 17 seconds before the half. Lawrence still looking to score for the first time tonight. It is 38-0 Deckerville on their home field.
Zachary Ostrowski in coverage there, going step for step with the intended receiver, Zapata. That ball thrown just a little bit too far and out of bounds. No chance for a play there. 17 seconds left, 4th down and 5 for Lawrence.
Weston in the shotgun, rolling to his left, passes, and it's complete to McDaniel down to the 20-yard line, finally brought down at the 15-yard line by Ibarra and Ostrowski. And with 10 seconds left, Lawrence is in the red zone. Nice completion from Weston to McDaniel, quarterback to quarterback. We have a timeout called by Lawrence. Dave Hansen, where are they setting up here?
That was a great play there, all set up by two things. Number one, Garrett Weston stared down a different receiver the whole time, and a great route run by Connor McDaniel, basically about 8 steps, and then a hard cut to the middle of the field, and it was timed very well as Weston hit him in stride, and that was enough to create just a couple yards of separation from Ibarra, and the catch was complete. He recovers well, Ibarra does, to make the tackle and stop him at about the 15-yard line. But exactly what we just did, Clark, they're going to not put anybody in motion. They're going to put 4 receivers out there and try and see if Weston can find somebody, because we all know how the Brown/Deckerville defense is. It's man-to-man defense out there. So if they can find somebody to get a little separation, maybe Weston can complete a pass here before the half and get on the board and give a little momentum to the white and purple team.
A 35-yard completion to McDaniel. First and 10 from the 15-yard line for Lawrence. And Weston rolls to his left looking to pass. Nothing there, has to come back to his right, and he's nearly sacked, but it's complete on a last-ditch effort to Reyna, and as time expires, he is tackled out of bounds. And they're going to say that is the end of the first half. So a complete pass to Reyna, but Deckerville does its job and forces him out of bounds as time expired. And now the officials are meeting here to see if one more play will happen or not. And Bill Brown is sending the team into the locker room saying, well, if you want to run this, and they're going to have to bring it right back out. So, and here you go. Lawrence is doing a little bit jog down to the other side of the end zone here as they think the half is over. And actually looks like they are going to call this one. So it is a halftime from Deckerville, Michigan, and the Eagles are having their way so far. It is 38-0 after 24 minutes of play on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have a recap of that first half. Plenty of action right here on your home for high school football, the WLAW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuver.